Chaitanya Bhagavat, February 2nd, 2012. Only 3 days away from the Avrotiti Mahotsav of Nityananda Swarup, Nityananda Chandra. And appropriately enough, or luckily enough, or fortunately enough, we have come to the juncture of the Chaitanya Bhagavat, where we're recounting his Mahima. It's chapter 6 of Avanti Lila, is called Nityananda Mahima. And we were on verse 3. Vrindavana madhya jena karilena lila se mata Nityananda sarupera kila. Nityananda Swarup enjoyed his pastimes in Navadvip with all of his devotees, the same way that he did previously in Vrindavan Dham with all the wonderful coward boys. So this is his Audarya Madhurya blend. Blending sweet and sour in the same meal. Not sweet and sour, really, but two forms of sweets, really. And this is Swarup Kela. He was playing in the pastimes of distributing love in Navadvip Leela, and playing in the pastimes of relishing love in the Krishna Leela. It's all Kailana. Nityananda Swarup Kela. Vrindavana Madhya Jena Karilena Leela. Nityananda Swarup Kela. So he's enjoying pastimes. That's his Leela. That's what I said, that the Lord comes, even if he comes for Audarya work or magnanimity work of preaching and liberating the fallen souls and establishing Dharma, that's secondary to his actual purpose of relishing Leela and enjoying with his devotees. So that's emphasized here. Vrindavana madhya yena karilena Leela se mata Nityananda sarupera kela. In Vrindavan, in the middle of Vrindavan, Vrindavan madhya, he enjoyed so many wonderful Leelas, Vrindavan Leela with all the coward boys. And sometimes the coward girls, and of course his own coward girls, his Sapaksha Sakis of Dalji Balaram. He would have his Ras Leela at Ramgat. And he would get together with his brother Krishna and his coward friends and other coward boyfriends, Sridham Subal, Mata Mangal. At this time of the year, they would begin their holy Leelas. And sometimes Krishna's gopis and Balaram's gopis and the coward boys, they're all together throwing colors and squirting colors and throwing flower lac bombs on each other, enjoying the sports of Holi amidst so much singing and dancing and merrymaking. Hakaitava rupe sarva jagatera prati lao jayina sri krishna chaitanya ratimati sange parisharagan Parama Udham Sarvanava Dvipa Brahme Mahajotir Dham Alankara Malaya Purnita Kalevar Karpura Tambula Shobhe Suranga Adhar Deki Ram Nityananda Prabhura Vilas Keho Sukha Paya Karo Najanme Vishwas. Nityananda sincerely induced everyone in the world to become attached to Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Ratimati. He wanted everyone's intelligence to become attached to Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sarva Jagatera Prati. Akaitava Rupa. Very interesting description. This is the particular phrase that Vrindavan Das Thakur is using to glorify his Ishtadev, Nityananda. Instead of saying Prem Sarup or Kailana Sarup, he's saying Akaitava. Akaitava Rupe, Sarva Jagatera Prati. As you know, Kaitava. You know this word, Kaitav. Kaitava. Bhagavatam, famous verse, Dharma Projita Kaitavacha Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. This Bhagavatam kicks out all the cheating religions, Dharma Kaitava. So Kaitava means cheating, cheaters. This is one of the defects of the conditioned souls. We're all cheaters. It's a matter of how much and how big and whether or not we've been caught or not. Some cheaters get caught. Some cheaters get away with for some time until the Yamadutas put the cuffs on and give you hand you a search warrant and search your subtle body and take you to Yamaloka for trial and punishment after serving a search warrant at the front door of your mouth as they drag your subtle body out your mouth or anus or wherever they want to take it from, depending on your modal departure. So that's the Kaitavs, the cheaters. The imperfect senses, subject to illusion, commit mistakes. So cheating is the Kaitav Rup. So if the author is describing a Kaitava Rupe, then it must be Kaitav Rup. So who are they? If a Kaitav Rup describes God, God is a Kaitava Rupa. Nityananda Balaram Dalji is a Kaitava Rup. His form is free from all cheating. Because cheating is a result of three things. Imperfect senses, committing mistakes, and illusion. You can't but cheat yourself or be cheated. Be cheated by the misconception of the imperfect senses or the misunderstanding or misreading of the environment due to those imperfect senses. So we cheat ourselves, and since we're already cheated in our own misconceptions and our own perceptions, then we're bound to cheat others. That's can't help it. But so we have Kaitava Rup. But Nityananda is described as a Kaitava Rup, Sarva Jagatera Prati. He wanted to take everyone in the universe and immerse their intelligence and their thinking and their conception and the proper conception, the Krishna conception, the Gauranga conception. Bhaja Krishna, Koro Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha. He wanted everyone to follow the teachings of Gauranga and Krishna and chant their names and worship them. He wasn't a cheater. So Kaitava Rupa Nityananda, so it's translated here, he sincerely induced everyone. Very interesting. Of course, it must mean that also in Bengali. A Kaitav means, I guess what it means is that if you're a cheater, you can't be sincere. And that's really another meaning. If someone is a cheater, then he's pretending to be a sincere devotee, putting on tilak, kanti mala, and trying to fake it. He's actually cheating. He's profiling, false profiling, and cheating. So then he's really not sincere in his practices. It's some ulterior motive in his performance of bhakti. Akaitava Rupa, he sincerely induced everyone in the world to become attached to Krishna Chaitanya. Nityananda Prabhu attracted everyone to Shuddha Bhakti as propagated by Sri Krishna Chaitanya. This idea of Nityananda attracting everyone to Shuddha Bhakti, this is the tika of Bhaktisanta Saraswati, because it's easy to see, he's commenting. The commentator who wrote this comment, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's taking these words, Rati Mati, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Rati Mati. So Rati, of course, means attachment. Rati Bhav, Prema. Nishta Rati Bhav and Prema. So when he's saying he induced the world to become attached to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, that means that you're attracting everyone to Shuddha Bhakti. Krishna, pure bhakti. Prabhupada, that was the substance of his life. He was oozing pure bhakti of Radha and Krishna and Gauranga from his every pore of his existence, his every glance, his every touch, his every movement, his every word, his every gesture, his every idea, and his every seva was simply imbued with this Krishna Rati, Radha Rati. And he wouldn't settle for less. When Prabhupada preached, he preached the topmost thing. He didn't preach any adjusted or watered down philosophy. When he was initially starting and incorporating his movement in New York, some well-wishers and trustees that were going to sign his trust, some American New Yorkers, they were non-devotees, they said, Swamiji, why don't you call it the International Society for God Consciousness? That would be more appealing to the masses of people. This Krishna is something unknown or esoteric here in America. They don't even know what it is or who it is or where it is. But God, everyone has an idea. People can relate to it. So he said, no, I will not compromise. Krishna is Krishna. I'm giving the real thing, the topmost thing. God means so many things. And people walk around with placards in the 60s. They walk around with placards and signboards. God is dead. God is dead. And oftentimes Prabhupada would challenge newspaper reporters and interviewers. So you bring anyone. You bring any rascal yogi. Bring any rascal yogi, rascal scientist, politician, philosopher. You bring anyone and I'll prove to them that God is not dead. Prabhupada is a fighter. He was a tiger among preachers. I'll prove to them that God is not dead. He's alive. And I'll challenge them that I can show them God. Sakshat Darshan. I guarantee that. Bring them all. This is conviction based on realization, a conviction based on pure love of God. If God is standing in front of you and behind you, on all sides of you, then certainly you're convinced of the reality and truth of God and the absolute truth. So this was Nityananda. He was Sarva Jagatera Prati. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Rati Mati. He was doing this work. And Prabhupada was carrying on the same work. The greatly effulgent Nityananda wandered throughout Navadvipa in the company of his enthusiastic associates. Now remember, this chapter, of course, will be interwoven with pastimes. The previous chapter was Nityananda Vilas. The pastimes of Nityananda, it's like stereo distraction. This ear and that ear, it's very... I only have 2 ears. The primary focus of the previous chapter was the actual pastimes and preaching to the conditioned souls and engaging in Sankirtan. This chapter is called Nityananda Mahima. So they'll be bringing out, the author will be emphasizing and bringing out many of the specific special qualities of Nityananda Mahima that made him so wonderful or makes him so great and worshipable. So here it says that he's Parama Udham, Sange Parishad Gan. In it with his associates, he wandered. Sarvanava Dvipe Brahme, Mahajyotir Dham. The whole phrase is not even included here, but I guess greatly effulgent. But when you say Maha Jyotir Dham, as you know, we reviewed this. Dham means abode, reservoir of jyoti, light, effulgence. So he was greatly effulgence. He was an entire planet. We look at the sun planet. The sun planet, in one sense, is a dham. It's an abode. You can say the sun, the Surya Dham. As we were saying, Jyotir Dham, Surya Dham. So Dham means abode, an entire planet of light, sunlight, Jyotir Dham. But not just one planet of light, but a Maha Jyotir Dham, the biggest possible effulgent sunshine or sun planet anyone could imagine. That was Lord Nityananda. So this is what it's saying, that this is his quality, this is his Mahima. You may be a relatively effulgent master of yoga and raised your kundalini from your muladhara chakra, and that brilliant light of kundalini is now illuminating your cranium and giving you so much tej coming out your eyes because of that fire. And then you have the impression of being extremely effulgent and people will notice it. But that's nothing compared to being a Mahajyotir Dham. And this wonderful effulgent abode of love and brilliant love, he was Parama Udham. He was very generous to everyone and blessing them. And we read this verse describing the qualities, or how did he look like? These are some of the general impression from a distance, that he was in association with others, his Sangha, Nityananda Sangha, Navadvipe Brahme. He was wandering in Navadvip with others, not alone. He's not just like Jad Bharat moving alone, or Dhruva moving alone, or Narada Muni moving alone. So many great sages, they move alone. Niskinchan Sadhus. Avadhuts, Gorakishore, he moved alone. And Jagannath Das Babaji moved alone, wandered. Gorakishore wandered all over Braj Mandal for 30 years alone. And Jagannath Das, Bamshidas Babaji, he was Avadhut, Gaudiya Vaishnav. He wandered with Gaur Nitai, his name Murtis that he would worship. He often would go up and down the Ganga on a boat and carry his name Murtis of Nitai Gaur with him. But Nitai is wandering with so many of his associates. Sange Parishadagan. And now you see him, he's surrounded by his associates. He's unbelievably, inconceivably effulgent. Unimaginably effulgent and brilliant. But now as we move a little closer, because when they probably use the analogy about understanding what is a train, a railway train, and you ask some child, what is that coming down the tracks? Oh, I saw it's a bright light. Because at night there's a huge headlight in the front of the train illuminating the tracks in the distance. And he ran and someone said, go see the train, I hear a conch shell like siren or whistle. Wah, wah. He runs down and he runs back. What's that? That's called a train. Someone says it's a railway train. Yes, Daddy. It's a big, brilliant light coming down the tracks. And then someone else goes a little closer and sees it go by. It first sees a brilliant light. And they run back. So, no, behind the light, there's so many boxcars connected, linked to one another with couplings. And there's some engine pulling them all. Acha. So some machine going down some tracks with a headlight. And then someone else says, wait a minute. I followed the train and it came to the Mathura Junction station and stopped. And I went inside and I said, there's people inside. And there's a dining car and there's a sleeping car and there's a Ras Lila car. And when some cars are having Ras Lila, and some cars are having Nidra Lila, Nikunja Lila, sleeping, Swapna Vilas. Some cars are having Bhojan Lila. Some cars are just doing Ban Bihar, looking out the window at the forest go by. So in this way, I saw so much variety. So in the distance, we see this brilliant Mahajyotir Dham of Lord Nityananda coming down the streets of Navadvipa, surrounded by his associates, his Sangha. Then and somebody runs back, I heard Nityananda's coming. Yes, he's Mahajyotir Dham, brilliant light. Anything else? Yes, he's around with a few people. Anything else you saw? No, I didn't see. And someone else waited and he got close and they saw, I went and I saw Nitai's body is decorated with alankar and mala, beautiful flower garlands, gulab and juhi. I saw his body was covered with ornaments and garlands. And I looked closer. He was chewing betel nuts mixed with camphor. That's really looking close. But how will you know whether the betel nuts are mixed with camphor or not? Unless you get so close you can smell them. It's not that everyone's chewing betel, it's chewing camphor mixed with it. So, His lips were reddish, suranga adhara. So these are some qualities that Nityananda Mahima, this is called Nityananda Rup Mahima, Nityananda Guna Mahima, Nityananda Lila Mahima, Nityananda Na Mahima, Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda, 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 Gauranga, Nityananda, Gauranga. This is Na Mahima. Glories of Nityananda's name, which becomes especially sweet when it's combined with his devotees. If you say Krishna, that's sweet. But if you say Nandalal, that's sweeter. If you say Yashodanandan, that's even sweeter. Because the sweetness of Nanda's bhava is mixed in the name Nandalal. But his bhava is not as sweet as the Vatsalya bhava of his wife Yashoda. So when you say Yashodanandan, then Krishna's name becomes sweeter still. So when you say Shyam, then it's very nice. But then you say Shyam Priya. So then it's Shyam with Radharani. Shyam Priya, not Shyamapriya. And then that's Krishna, but Shyam Priya. So Krishna likes, that's what they say, that if you chant Krishna Chaitanya, that's very nice. But if you chant Shachinandan, Krishna Chaitanya describes Lord Gauranga, Nimai Pandit, he took sannyas, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And he will be attentive in the mood of Aishwarya or in the mood of Audharya. But when you address Gauranga as Shachinandan, then what's mixed in there is motherly affection, the affection of a mother. So then Shachinandan, Gauranga, Chaitanya, he takes on the mood of a mother, which is more than just being preaching and liberating conditioned souls. Very affectionate, very tender, very intimate and concerned. So this is, now we're hearing about the Rup Mahima, the glories of his Rup. He's wearing so many garlands and ornaments, golden necklaces and pearl necklaces, Suranga Adhar. And his lips are, his Adhar, his lips were Ranga, Suranga. It's very red. I mean, very red, Suranga. Ranga means blood red. Deki Ram Nityananda Prabhu Ravilas Keho Sukapai Karo Najanme Vishwas. Seeing the pastimes of Nityananda Ram, some people became happy and some felt no faith in him. So as then, so today, some people are happy to see devotees and happy to hear about devotees, and other people, they don't even believe in devotees, nor do they believe in Krishna. Some people are happy to hear about Krishna and happy to see the murti of Krishna and devotees of Krishna. But other people, hey, don't have any faith. Huh? What is this idol, stone idol? This is not God. I have no faith that this idol is God. Archavigraha is the representative or the personal presence of God. It's simply an icon, a figment of your Hindu imagination. There's no reality. So they're na-vishwas. Interesting. In one sentence, you have two kinds of people. Keo sukopai karo na janme vishwas. Some people, faith could not be born in them. They're seeing God. I don't believe it. Nityananda is God. Supreme Personality of God is Balaram Nityananda. And people are seeing Deki. Deki Ram Nityananda Prabhu Ravilas. Ram Nityananda, Nityananda Ram. Deki, they're seeing him. Ram Nityananda Prabhu. They're seeing his Prabhu Ravilas. They're seeing his pastimes with Gauranga and seeing the pastimes of the Master, Nityananda, and becoming happy. And we're happy to hear about them because we're his devotees and trying to be his devotees. But so many people may hear, or may, at that time, 500 years ago, they saw him and they were not impressed, not interested. What to speak of any faith arising in them? Se navadvipeka achena brahmana Chaitanya Rasangaitana Purva Adhyayan. In Navadvip, where Nityananda was wandering with his associates and Sangha, there was one Ek Brahmin who previously, Purva, studied with Lord Chaitanya. Adhyayana. Chaitanya Sangha. Nityananda Swarupera Dekiya Vilas Chitte Kichutana Janmi Jache Avishvas. When that Navadvip Brahmin saw the Vilas of Nityananda, he developed some doubts. Kichutan Janmi Jache Avishvas. He chitta kichu. In his consciousness, he became a little bit doubtful, and his faith was somewhat wavering. So now we've heard about some Rupa Mahima and Guna Mahima of Nityananda. Now we're going to hear Leela Mahima, because this chapter is Nityananda Mahima. Some drama is unfolding here. Some people, first the point was established that the generic masses of Navadvip that are interfacing with Nityananda, some see him and they're happy, overjoyed to hear the Sankirtan, to see his beautiful form, flower malas and bakul malas and fragrant flower garlands hang from his chest, and his Navaratna bracelets and gold bangles and rings and earring in one ear, and see his beautiful dark red lips from chewing pan, which naturally accents the beauty of his Rakta Gora complexion, his reddish golden complexion with beautiful dark blood red lips and beautiful fragrance of betel nut and camphor coming from his mouth, very attractive, and long hair hanging over his shoulders and blue silk dhoti and chadar, broad chest, tall figure, almost 7 feet tall. All auspicious bodily parts and long arms and beautiful fingernails and beautiful white teeth like pearls. So people naturally became happy. We become happy to see something pure. We become happy to see something beautiful. So the purest thing and the most beautiful thing is God. So when you're seeing the purest thing and the most beautiful thing, then everybody became sukapaya. Deki Ram Nityananda Prabhu Sukapaya. But then Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying some of the people, they were avishvas. They saw him, but they weren't attracted, they weren't interested, and they didn't increase their faith. And now that's the broader camera, the broader statement. Now the camera, that's the whole crowd he's talking about. See all this crowd, they're feeling like this. And all of a sudden then one camera zeroes in, camera three zeroes in, out of all the crowd of people observing Nityananda going by. The camera focuses in, and then you see a close-up of the face of one Navadvip Brahmin. Because generally the camera two is panning the whole audience, and then the narrator is making a comment. And you see some people are smiling, oh, I'm very happy, and some people are looking a little, Just like when you go on Harinam, as you know, Amayatma Prabhu, or Amaya Prabhu, anyone, that some people look at you, oh, Hare Krishna, they're smiling. Some people go, they look at you with various smirks and questionable looks. Or they go, I sit like this. You know. If they have a little goatee or something, they go, very interesting. What are they doing? Looks rather uncouth. Bunch of heathens. Various looks we get, and the devotees, usually when you're in the kirtan party, everyone who's smiling, devotees don't pay much attention to them because it's not much fun. But the devotees in the party usually go, hey, check that guy. Some guy looking at you, giving really nasty, dirty, unfaithful looks. So then we come more focused on them and try to increase our chanting in his direction. Turn up our love light so he gets a little more brilliance on his heart. Increase his faith. So now the camera zeroed in on one Brahmin, and he has some doubts, avishvas. Now let's hear more about the cameras on this Brahmin. And we're looking in this camera, seeing the face of this Brahmin, and a voice is speaking. Chaitanya Chandrete Tara Bharadrita Bhakti Nityananda Swarupera Na Janena Shakti. This Brahmin had firm faith in Chaitanya Chandra. He had Drita Bhakti, Bharadrita Bhakti. On one side he saw Nityananda, and he was Janma Avishwas. No faith would take birth in him. Simply, Nityananda is the counterpart of Chaitanya. So now, he's Bharadrita Bhakti. It's amazing. How can you be? It's amazing. You're looking at God in one form. Chaitanya God. I have Bharadrita Bhakti. I'm very Drita Vishwas, very firm faith, very strong, powerful, unbreakable bhakti and love and devotion for Lord Chaitanya. Bharo, very big, very deep and profound and unshakable and immovable. But then I see Nityananda God, I can't accept. I don't believe. I have doubts. Avishwas. It's the same God. Nityananda is Chaitanya. Chaitanya is Nityananda. Chaitanya Nitai, Nitai Chaitanya. Don't we say sometimes Gaur Nitai? Sometimes we Nitai Gaur? Gaur Nitai, Gaur Nitai, Nitai Gaur, Nitai Gaur. So one is to one is the other. So this Navadi Brahman is doubtful of Vishwaswala. He had firm devotion in Chaitanya Chandra. But he was not aware of the potency of the Shakti, na Janena Shakti. He did not know the Shakti of Lord Nityananda. So you can imagine, if a Navadvip Brahman can't perceive or understand and see the power of God, then how can people see the power of devotees? Shakti. The word here is Shakti. Na Janina Shakti. Shakti means power, potency, influence, prabhav, transformational power, potency. He couldn't even see it in God, Nityananda. Nityananda was all about transforming. And he was all about the potency of elevating and illuminating and blessing and giving. And he couldn't even see that. So what to speak of seeing the power of devotees? What is that power? Kripa Shakti. Kripa Shakti. Devotees have the power of mercy. Mercy means they bring God into someone's heart. This is the power of the devotee. He has the power of mercy to bring God into the heart. You can say God is in the heart. Yes, He is. He brings God. He wakes up God. He shows you God. He reveals God. So in one sense, He brings God into your heart. He's there, Chaitya Guru, Paramatma. Who knows it? Who sees it? Who realizes it? Who's awake to it? Daive se brahmana gelena nidlachale tataya chena kata dina kutuhale Pratidina Jaya Vipra Sri Chaitanya Stan Parama Vishwasatana Prabhuracharan Devi Daive Se Gelena Nilachale. By arrangement of providence, that Brahman went to Nilachala and happily stayed there for some time. So this kind of a flashback here that it's interesting. This Vrindavan Das Thakur is like a master movie maker with words. Because if you're watching a movie, sometimes you're watching a movie and the hero is sitting in a convertible car with his girlfriend or wife or whatever, and they're overlooking the ocean, watching the waves lapping on the beach and the full moon rising. And he's saying, see this ocean, my beloved? It's vast, it's unlimited. And when I was young, I was in the Merchant Marines. And once we went on a cruise from here in Bombay, and I went all the way to Africa, to Zimbabwe in Africa. And then all of a sudden the camera changes, and it shows this same hero as a young man walking off that marine boat, that merchant boat, cargo boat in Zimbabwe, and he enters into the Africa, and he's narrating, and then you're seeing. This is, you see, they do this, they time shift, place shift, they shift the time in the movie from one scene to another, shift of place. This is going on right here 500 years ago. There was no movies, no TV, no radio. Initially, the scene is Navadvip. That's the thread of the story. Nityananda has been sent to Navadvip from Neelachala, which means Jagannath Puri. And he's there with his six associates and moving and preaching and engaging in Leela. And one person has observed him in Navadvip. And now the author steps back and says, okay, come with me. I'm going to take you. Because I just told you something about this Brahman. I just said he's Bhara Drita Bhakti. Chaitanya Chandra Bhara Drita Bhakti. He has such firm faith and strong devotion in Lord Chaitanya. So then, as I often said, you should read with curiosity. What's going to happen next? Read with curiosity. What's going to happen next? How did he read with a questioning? Well, he has Drita Bhakti. Well, how did he get that Drita Bhakti? How does he have Drita, firm devotion, unshakable devotion and faith in Lord Chaitanya? How did he get that? He's a Navadvip. And Lord Chaitanya was Navadvip. Now, Lord Chaitanya is in Neelachala since he's 24. But this Brahmana is in Navadvip, meeting Lord Nityananda quite a bit later, when Lord Chaitanya is 25 or whenever he sent him from Nityananda from Puri. So how did he get this firm faith? You can think like that. This is the suspense and how drama and rasa develops in the reader and in the observer. Oh, I'll tell you. You know how he got this faith? You want to know it? By the arrangement of God. Previously, he was in Neelachala. He stayed there very happily for some time. And, acha! You imagine if you're having a dialogue. The observer, the reader, is having a dialogue with the mind of the writer. Just like the observer of a movie is having a dialogue with the producer or the cameraman of the movie, the director of the movie. His mind is saying, oh, what's he going to do with us next? What's he going to show us next? What scene is going to come next? This is how people watch movies, usually. This is happening. This is happening. Will there be a shootout? Will he grab her and jump in his car and run away? Will he jump out of the building? Will he throw a hand grenade? You know, the police are attacking the building. Will he throw hand grenades at them and blow them up and go out the back door and escape? And we... I mean, anybody that's an involved reader, involved, unless you're just sitting there, some deadbeat, blindless, mindless observer, which maybe most people are, but not everyone is. That's why not everyone's a rasika. But it's some go deep into the thing, the matter. So he's saying, so you're asking, oh, Vrindavan Das, say, imagine you're having a conversation with the author, Vrindavan Das. Vrindavan Das says, see this, and you're walking with Vrindavan Das. Say you're standing in Navadvip 500 years ago, and you're standing next to Vrindavan Das. You say, wow, look at Lord Chaitanya. I mean, look at Lord Nityananda. He looks so beautiful with his flower garlands and mala and his beautiful red lips and long hair. Look how happy everybody is to see him. And then Vrindavan Das, yes, look at yourself, how happy you are. And then you too are also happy, Vrindavan. Vrindavan Das, yes, but look, you see there's some people, they don't seem to have faith, they're not very happy. Yes, yes, look at that one. Vrindavan Das, look at that one there. See that one? Oh yeah, he's a Brahmin, isn't he? Yes, he's a Brahmin. Do you know him? I don't know him. Oh, he has so much faith in Lord Chaitanya, but not any faith in Nityananda. Acha, really? How did he get that faith in Lord Chaitanya? Well, listen, Krishnadas. Once, Vrindavan will tell you, he's answering your question. He previously spent some time in Neelachala with Lord Chaitanya. Acha, well, what did he do there when he was in Neelachala, when Lord Chaitanya was there? Pratidina Jaya Vipra Sri Chaitanya Stan Parma Vishwasatana Prabhuracharan. Krishnadas, that Brahman went every day to see Lord Chaitanya. He had great faith in the lotus feet of the Lord. So Pratidina Sri Chaitanya Stan, he went to the place of Lord Chaitanya. What is the place? The Stan of Lord Chaitanya. In Puri. Gambira. Where does Lord Chaitanya live in Puri? You sure? Gambira. Don't get too confused. Where's the sthan of Lord Jagannath? The mandir. He lives in the mandir. That's his sthan, his place. So every day he went to Gambira to see him. That means pretty attached. You may have disciples, but do they come every day to see you? No. Once a year, once a month, whatever they... You know, it's their bhav. So he's going every day to see Lord Chaitanya. And Parma Vishvasatana Prabhuracharan. In a lotus feet of Gaurachandra Prabhu Chaitanya, he had Parama Vishvas. Great, complete faith. Wow, that Brahmin, Vrindavan Das, that Brahmin was really fortunate. He was staying some time at the same place and the same time Lord Chaitanya was in Puri. He was going every day to Gambira to have his darshan. And he had Parama Vishvas. Listen, Krishnadas, I'm going to tell you another thing that happened with this Brahmin and Lord Garanga. Listen. Oh, really? Daivyeka dina se brahmana nibrite chitte icha karilena kichu jigyasite. Krishnadas, one day that Navadvip Brahmin came to Gambira to visit Lord Garanga. And Lord Garanga was alone. No one else was there. It was Nibrita. And then he had Icha. Chitta Icha. He had a desire in his mind. And he wanted to ask Lord Garanga about it. And then Krishna said, well, what did he say? What did that Brahmin say? Vipravale Prabhu Mora Eka Nivedan Karimuto Mara Stan Jari Deyaman. The Brahmin said, oh, Garanga Prabhu, I have something to ask. Kindly listen to me. More jari pritya hena. Gyan take man. Mane. Ihara karana prabhu kahashi bharane. O Lord, if you consider me your pritya servant, then please personally explain something for me. Prabhu Sri Bharana. Prabhu Kaha Sri Bharane. Very wonderful way of saying, wonderful way Vrindavan Das Thakur is describing how this Brahmin spoke. He's a Brahmin, actually, so he must know Sanskrit and grammar and poetry, kavi. So he spoke in a very beautiful way just by his framing of his sentence and his word choice in his delivery to ask a question from the Lord. He gave so much glorification of the Lord. As he said, Mora jadi britya hena gyan take man. If you think, man, if you think that, and you think and consider that I am your britya, so this is someone, he's being very humble. He doesn't say, I am your servant, my Lord, and I have a question to ask of you. Will you kindly answer my question? He's saying, if you, by chance, if you think of me as your servant, that's a very humble approach. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevya. Then, please personally explain something for me. This is the translation. But actually he's saying, the second part, he's saying, Prabhu, Sri Varane. Varane means your face. Oh, Chaitanya Prabhu, with your face, with your mouth, Madane, like we say Murli Varan, he's holding Murli to his lips. That's Krishna, Murli Varan. Sri Varane, oh, Prabhu, Prabhu Sri Bharane, oh Master, oh my Master, I'm your Britya. If you think of me as Britya, I call you Master. Because if there's a Britya, a servant, then there must be a Prabhu. Yes? Master. Master and servant. You have servant, you have Master. You can't be a Master unless you have servants. And you can't be a servant unless you have Master. So he's saying, Ami Britya, Gyanmane, do you think of me like that and consider me like that? And Prabhu, you're my master. And he didn't just say, I'm your servant, my master, I have a question. He said, I'm your servant, my master. You with Sri Varane, you with that beautiful face, with that beautiful, attractive Sri Varane, beautiful lotus mouth, Kaha, will you speak something to me as an answer? That's beautiful phrasing. And, of course, giving the proverbial tilt of the head, not proverbial, but the traditional tilt of the head as Indians communicate, Gauranga said, of course, with a head movement. And then the Brahmin continued, Navadvipe Giya Nityanandavadut Kichu Ta Nabujon Munikarena Ki Rup Sanyasashram Tan Bali Sarvajan Karpura Tambala Se Bojana Sarvakshan. Apparently this wasn't quite like I was imagining it to be, but what it's saying is that sounds like that, because he said he's in Navadvip, Nityananda's in Navadvip, and people are seeing him, and one Brahmin saw him, so he had some doubts. So that Brahmin was earlier there, and then already earlier saw him, and so that's what it's indicating. He said, the Brahmin said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I cannot understand anything about what Nityananda Avadhut is doing in Navadvip. Maybe he saw him and then he went to Puri and then he came back. That's also there. And then he was in that crowd that I mentioned. Mahaprabhu, everyone says this Nityananda is a sannyasi, sannyas ashram. But what is this? He always chews betel nuts mixed with camphor. Tan Bali Sarvajan Karpura Tambul Bhojan Sarvakshan Sarvakshana Sarvakshana. At every moment, because if you look at Krishna Leela, he takes pan in his mouth about 48 times a day. It says the mantras, he finishes one pan, passes to Radharani, she gives it to Rupa Mantri or Rati Mantri, goes on Parampara to the Mantri chain, the Tambul Prasadi of Radha Krishna. And then the Lita pops another pan in his mouth. When he's on the jewel, and if you read, he's on the jewel, and as he's swinging on the jewel, he has one pan, and he swings a few times, chews that out, then he spits that out, then they put it, then the mandri, as he comes back, inserts another pan in his mouth, a lita or some mandri, and chews that out, and then another one. At least 48 times a day, he's chewing pan. So if that's your tambul seva, your mandri seva, you'll be busy. So Nityananda, he's always chewing sarvakshan, bojan, karpura tambul. So he's saying he's a sannyasi. He's supposed to be very strict in his rules and regulations. Now he's very observant about his... He goes on for many verses, so we'll continue there tomorrow about his complaints. They go on for several verses. And then finally, after about 10 verses of his complaints or his observations, his imperfect cheating propensity, senses, observations of Nityananda, of that Brahman, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sets him straight, removes his doubts, or at least attempts to, and we'll hear about some of that on Monday. Chaitanya Bhagavata Ki Jai.